Also's Gervis. So it takes out the word Vav.
Rav Papa Va Mitzrach. Rav Papa now is coming back to answer the original Kasha. How come Rav Yishur Ben Levi had to say two klolim? How come he had to say Halacha Kedivri HaMekel Be'eruv? And he also had to say Halacha Rav Yechanan Ben Uri in our Mishnah. And Chur the Kasha was Pshita. Once Halacha Kedivri HaMekel, Pshita Halacha is Rav Yechanan Ben Uri. So Rav Papa is saying a terrace like this. Sa'akud Aytach Amin, I would think, Hani Mili Be'eruv V'chatzeris. When did Rav Yishur Ben Levi say a klal? Halacha Kedivri HaMekel Be'eruvin, only by Ruvi Chatzeris. That's one sug erevin. A ruva chateris means you want to carry from one person's house into another apartment, or from your apartment out to a chatzer that a few people share the chateris. So then the rabbanon is also to carry from your apartment out into the chatzer or into the next to your friend's house, unless you make a ruva chateris. That's one klal eruvin. Even though it's all the rishus hayochid, still you have to put a pot, collect a pot from everybody, and put it in one house. That's called the ruva chateris. That's the cool big din. So I would think that he said halacha kedivri hamekel is only by ruvei chatzeris. Avo beruvei tchumin emaloi. Vashenkin by halachas of tchum. When you want to walk outside the tchum, you want to walk more than 2,000 amos outside the city. And the only way you can do that is by putting an eruv. So by hilchos eruvei tchumin, maybe he will go to chumrah. Emaloi, maybe he didn't say his klal here, tzricham. That's why Rabbi Shur ben Levi had to say a second time that even by tchumim, halachas kreb yechanan ben uri. I already said halacha kedivri hamekel be'eruv. That's only a ruvei chatzeris, but a ruvei tchumim maybe no. That's why he says even a ruvei tchumim is also lakula. Just in this case, according to this teretz, only in this halacha is kedivri hamekel be'eruv. All the hilchos tchumim could go to chumra, and we'll soon prove it. Right? Only the cloud. He said a cloud of by chatzeris. By a Reuven, it's Lakula, Divri HaMekel, it's only a Reuven Chatzeris, that's all. But a Reuven Tchum does not have that klal. Where we say Halochi, we make it, we pass it to make it. When it doesn't say, the Kurishi Gol Lechumra. So Rashi, Hochi Gassin, Rapop Yerami Itzruch, Uli El Koi, he's going back to the first Kasha. Ad Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, that... Yes, still we need both Tchumim. Why? Abba Beruvei Tchumim Loi, said Rashi. For all the Rabbi Yechanan Ben Uri be Yisur Tchumim Koi. This is going on a Ruvei Tchumim. So now it's very good why he said both Klolim. So if you are a Minot Tamer, what's your Raya? How do you know this to say Tishoni Lon Ben Ruvei Chatzer with a Ruvei Tchumim? How do you know to make such a difference between a Ruvei Tchumim and a Ruvei Chatzer? The Tanaim we learned like this. Omri Rabbi Yehuda. Ba'ameh Devor Ma'murim Be'eruvei Tchumim. When do we have such a chumrah by Ruvei Tchumim with Machmir? We'll soon see what the din is. Avo beruvei chatzeros, ma'arvin ben ladas ben shloi ladas. The question is, if a person doesn't know about it, and you want to be mezaka, you want to make a Ruvei Tchumim for him. So if the person didn't tell you, but you know your friend wants to walk outside the city on the Shabbos, so you want to put out on a Ruvei Tchumim for your friend without asking him. The lachar is not chal. You can't do it shloi midaitoi. Let's say you have a chotzer that a few people, like an apartment house, and you want to make an error for everybody in the house, you're allowed to do it even without asking the shush from the other people. So that's the klal nochemul. That's not Rabbi Yehuda. The nedav of mamurim that I say you can't do make an error without asking the person. That's only the ruvei tchumim. But the ruvei chatzeris, mashenek in the case of an apartment house where you have a chotzer and a few people live, open their houses, open up into that chotzer, then ma'arvin bein ladas bein shol ladas. Whether a person knows about it, whether he doesn't know about it, I can make an error for him. Why? The svar is, shezokim liyodim shloi b'fonav. Because it's a schus for a person to be able to carry from his apartment into the chotzer. Like he's not losing anything. He only has what to gain. So he's treated nichalei. So that's the klal. You could be zaycha, do something for somebody else, even without asking him. Shloi b'fonav. Vim zchiyah. Like a zchiyah is matam shlichus, you could do it without asking him. The ain chavim liyodim ela b'fonav. Mashenk is to make a chafer person to do something bad to him. You can't do it unless you ask him first. So mele ruvei tchumim is called a chav. Why is it called a chav? Because you want to now put an erev outside 2,000 amos. So if that erev is chav, this person now can only walk 2,000 amos from that point. He can only walk till his house. Let's say he wants to make a left turn. He wants to go further the other way from his house. He's not allowed to walk because he has a tchum over there. Mashenk, if this tchum is not chal, then he's kind of in his house, and from his house he could walk all around the paimama, so he could walk leftwards. So the way it's not so posher, the ruvei tchum is a schus for him, therefore without asking him it's a chav, that's why he can't do it. Let's see Rashi. The ruvei tchumim d'shem echoiv loy, lahafsa da paim lemizruch, al manas l'shtakya b'yapayim lemarif. That's why he can't do it. Mashenken Ruvi Chatzeris ain't Sham Hefsed El Revach. You're not losing out anything. So this is a raya to show that a Ruvi Tchum is more Chumro than a Ruvi Chatzeris. So she has the kasha. Tais she has the kasha. The kasha. The time of Taisus. The first Tais ain't Chavin. But the Hekim Mucham Yachad. The Ruvi Tchum Chamiri. Halo ain't Tam Toli B'Chaymer. Halo Mishum. The ain't Chavin Liyot Mishav B'Fonav. Like there's no raya, one's more chumra than the other one. It's a pashna svarim. Why are you being chumim where you're being machmir for the person? You're being making a chayvin. You can't be chayvin. You can't do something bad for somebody. Mashenka the ruvi chateres. That's good for him. You could do for him. So what's the raya? One's a chumra, one's a kula. They're both just as kula, just as chumra. They're different svarim. Why you can't do it? The Tais says a shreya teretz. Even though you know your friend really wants to go to the drasha tomorrow, that the Rav is speaking more than our Pai Mama that way. So really you know your person's nicha with the Yerim. Still it's not chal. Because there's a slight chance maybe it's not going to be nicha with it. Maybe he'll change his mind not to go to the drasha, or rather go see somebody else the other way. Even though it's a slight chance, it's not chal. Mashenka, my Ruvi Chatzeris is also a slight chance he's losing out. You take a matzah from him. To make it a Ruvi Chatzeris, you have to collect matzahs. So going to his house, you're taking out a matzah from him and using it for him. That's also a ksas choy. Still, we say it is chal. So what's the chilek? The Elamai Yitzharaya Tchumim is a more chomad de gedin. That's why even a ksas choy doesn't help. Mashenka and Chatzeris is a more kuludik aloche. It's not so chomer. So even though there's a ksas choyv involved, but about the schus is bigger, the Ruvi Chatzeris is chal. This is a raya that a Ruvi Chumim is more chumra, more chomer than a Ruvi Chatzeris. So therefore, the cloud that Yeshua Balevi said, halacha gedivri yameko be'ervin, only applies to Ruvi Chatzeris, and does not apply to Ruvi Chumim, according to Rav Papa. Yeah. Rav Ashi says another teretz now. Again, to the kasha and Yeshua Balevi, why do you say two halachis? We have Rav Ashi Yom HaItzrich, Salka Daita Chamina, Hani Mili Bishir Erev. When do I say halachas gedivri yameko be'ervin? When Metchila you had a good Erev there, and at the end, later, the Erev like got smaller and smaller and smaller. Shir means the end part of the Erev. Like even though Metchila, when you make an Erev, you have to use a mozen shtei sudis. You have to put, let's say, two chalas down for the Erev. That's Metchila. Let's say later, after Shabbosim went on, the Erev got eaten up, and a little bit chal is left over. Still it's kosher. The Bat Metchila was kosher, the end part is still kosher. Avo Metchila's Erev, Mashenki Metchila, when you want to make an Erev Metchila, aim aloy. Maybe there we wouldn't say halacha gedivri yamekum. When it's a question of metchila, how you have to make the erev metchila, maybe then halacha gedivri yamachmir. When did Yeshua ben Levi say halacha gedivri yamekum? Only by the end of the erev. So mele is good now, Mishter Yad Yechon Ben Uri. There are some halachas at the beginning of the erev. The question is, at the beginning of Shabbos, he was sleeping. So was he kreni shvisa? Wasn't he kreni shvisa? Did he have like a dint chumim? Or didn't he have a dint chumim? So that's the shal at the beginning of an erev. So I would think maybe you have to pass in the chumra. Kamashlo and Yeshua ben Levi, a second halacha. No, halacha Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Even in this case, tchilas erev, also we pass in the kula. Such Rashi. Hani milu dalacha gedivri kenekol beru bichatzeres atayi bishuri erev. Shaniach erev b'mokim amishtamer. Metchila, you put down an erev the size, a good size, in a watchable place. Lekama Shabbos. This was there a few Shabbosim. V'nismaya toichu mishir beisudis. And at the end of a few Shabbosim, the two chalas got smaller than the shear of two sudas. Is Makilim ben Yachshuri. Still we say the Erev is good, you let it carry out that Shabbos into your chotzer, about Makilim, the Erev was chal, it's still a good chal. Still a good. Avol the machloikis. Shel tchilas Erev, but if you have a machloikis in an halacha, what's the negeh today about first making an Erev, loinei zebosel mekum. Maybe there we don't pass the Bibriya mekum. For all the Abyechen and Benuri, tchilas Erev zomi. And it was very good. Well, he had to say a second call, look, Rav Yochanan ben Uri. Well, that child is a sophic in the beginning of the Erev. Is he kind of tchumim or not? So that's why you need a second member, look, Rav Yochanan ben Uri. For the Gemara now, in Minot Terma, how do I know this Yisoid? To Shonilon, that there's a difference. Bein Shiurei Erev, Letchilas Erev, that there's a difference about when you first make an Erev, or if you already made one, and now it's a few weeks later, the end of the Erev. Titznan, we learn it like this. Om Rav Yasi, Benev Devar Mamurim, Betchilas Erev. When do I say you have to have a big shear of mozen shtei sudas to put down for the Erev? We'll learn about later on. That's only at the beginning of the Erev. Avo b'shir Erev. If now this is the second, third, or fourth Shabbos, and now the Erev became a little bit smaller, the bread got crumbled up, and lost some pieces of it. Afilu kolshu. Even if now the challah is mamish down to a small part, still it's kosher. V'loy omru li'arav chatzeris. This is an interesting halacha. And we only said b'chlau d'halacha to make it a ruvi chatzeris. Elo kedesh l'shakeach teiras erev minatanoikis. That your children should not forget about the lochas of an eruv. That's why the rabbanim made up an eruv v'chatzeres. So let's see Rashi. Rashi, the nedivim amurim to tzarach shir le'eruv v'chatzeres oy mozon shtei sudis ben kulan oy kegregus l'chol echad betchilas eruv. When do we say there's a locha? How much of the bread you have to collect from each person? There are two shirim there. You collect from a few people. If you have a mozon shtei sudis, that's enough even for no matter how many people you need. And if you don't want to have mozon shtei sudis, then you have to have a shear of a gregris from each person. If each person gave you a shear challah of a gregris, you can make it a mubi chaseris. Now when do we need such halacha? That's only at the beginning, when you first put the erev down. But once it was there, the latest Shabbosim, it's good afilu kol shu, l'chol echad. Even if you only have a mashu left over for each person, still the mubi chaseris is good. Now the Bryce ends off here, for loy omru la'aruvet la'aruv b'chatzeres. Why b'chal did the Rabbanan say you have to make a ruv b'chatzeres? Elo shle l'shakeach esatinoikis. So Rashi turns here in modern pshat. Shle l'shakeach teiras eriv midoiras haboyin. That people, the next generation, should not forget about hilchas erivin. Avol ike eriv b'tchumahu. The ike eriv is only tchumim. But Rashi is saying, the ike erivin is really eriv tchumim. That's the ike tchumim. Now this din, Eruv HaChatzeris, that Rabbonin said you're not allowed to carry from my house to your house, and therefore I have to make Eruv HaChatzeris, was only a Zaitik HaChumrah, today that people should know there's such a thing as an Erevin, you shouldn't forget about Eruv HaChumim. That's the whole reason why they made Eruv HaChatzeris. So what is Magayet HaWa Gemara? So Mamela, that's a svar why you could be made by Eruv HaChatzeris. Since Bechlal Eruv HaChatzeris is not really a big tzarech, it's only for the purpose that you should not forget to make Eruv HaChumim sometimes. So since the shots are big kulam, therefore you could be naked by Rubik HaTzeris. That's why Rashi learns here. Tosis doesn't like that this pshat. Tosis learns Shtol Shakeach Teres Erbin Minatonikis. Pirush Akuntris Avolik Erev B'tchumim Hu O Mishnhi Zu the common Perek Chalain. The Shom Pirush Akuntris Din Yinacha. There Rashi learns differently. Loyomru Larva B'chatzeres Liacha Shenishtatzfu Shtol Shakeach Teres Erev B'chatzeres. That's another pshat. Mefor Shemite that pshat. There we'll see later on. There's the shalom when you have a movi. When you have a movi means you have a houses, the chaseris into the movi. So you can make your shtufa mivoyis. That means you make one shit that everybody in the movi is everybody together. So in the case when you make your shtufa mivoyis, then really there's no tzarech to make a ruvi chaseris. Since you make your shtufa mivoyis, you're all together, you don't need the ruvi chaseris. So in such a case over there, Rashi says that's pshat. Why in such a case you need a ruvi chaseris? You shouldn't forget about making a ruvi chaseris. So that's the Pshalag Rashi says here, the Iker is the Rubit Chumim, and Chatzeres is only to remember to do Tchumim. No, rather two separate halachas. Tchumim is one halacha, and the Rubit Chatzeres was at the corner by itself. So what does it mean we make a Rubit Chatzeres not to forget halachas? It means only in the case of Shtufim Avoyis. When you have a big Mavi, we'll see halachas later about this. And you make a Shtufim Avoyis, everybody's together in the Mavi, then really, Mifaradin, you don't need the Rubit Chatzeres. Still, you should do it, stam not to forget halachas. So the kids said to Rai here, the word that we're makel l'shir erev at the end of the erev, but not for the tchilus erev. Therefore, Rabbi Shur Ben Levi had to say a second halacha Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri, even though that's halacha the beginning of an erev. Right? Rabbi Yaakov the tomorrow. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Zrika, Omru halacha Rabbi Kiva Mechaveri. They're starting to say now klolim how we paskin like. You have a machlekes in the Gemara. Who do we paskin like? They say a klal like this. Omru halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi. That means if only one person argues on Rabbi Akiva, we always pass like Rabbi Akiva. U k'Rabbi Yosi mechaverov. Whenever there's a machlokes Rabbi Yosi and afilu chaverov, afilu a rabbi, afilu a few people argue on Rabbi Yosi, still we pass like Rabbi Yosi. U k'Rabbi mechaveroi. And when Rabbi argues on somebody, we only pass like Rabbi if only one person is arguing on him. When you have a rabbi arguing on Rabbi, we don't pass like Rabbi. So the moral of my hilchasa, for what purpose did they say over this klal? Does did they say it to really mean to paskin from this klal? Or no, they only said the klal, but not l'halocha. So more Ravas to the machoikis. Ravas to yom ha-halocha. They meant to say, you know, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Zrika said over this klal, they meant to say halocha l'maisa. That whenever you find the machoikis in Gemara, Rabbi Kiva and Chaveroi, you should know we paskin like him. So that's what Rabbi Yaakov is saying. He meant l'halocha. No, he did not mean lalocha. Matin just means that if somebody asks you privately, what should I do? We taka tell him that's lalocha. But we don't dash in it, rabbin. It's a less of a cloud. It doesn't mean your mom is dashing barabim to everybody. Matin just means if a yochid asks you, you can tell him these are the lochis. But you don't dash in it barabim. We have Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Rama, Nirin. We don't forget, we don't even dash, even if a yochid tells you, we don't even tell him that's the lochim. Nirin just means that if the yevid, somebody did like that, we let him stay like that. We don't tell him to be choizim. Like it's much less of a cloud, Nirin. Like Rashi says, Nirin. We don't even paskin even to yochid this way. But Louis says somebody did paskin like that. You should know loy mahadrin and luvdon. We don't tell him to be choizer. So it's a machlokes exactly what do they mean by these klolim here? We paskin like Rebbe or Rebbe Yosi or Rebbe Kiva. The imam is shmin halacha lemaisa or just am nirin or just am matin. So the Gemara. Matin. Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Chanina, Oma nirin. Koloshin hazeh.
No.
Koloshin hazeh. Omer Rabbi Yaakov Baridi. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Like this Loshin, he said over another klolim about how he paskin. He said like this. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. If you have a machloikis in any place in Shas, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, is halachic Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi. If it's a machloikis anywhere in Shas, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, halachic Rabbi Yosi. We paskin with Rabbi Yosi. The ain't sorach lain ma Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi. Avadir, for Meir argues on Rabbi Yosi, avad halachic Rabbi Yosi. Yebal hashta b'mokim Rabbi Yehuda. Leitha is the mocking Rabbi Yosi mi boy. Madach Rabbi Meir doesn't stand up and mocking Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't stand up and mocking Rabbi Yosi. Savada Rabbi Meir b'mokim Rabbi Yosi doesn't stand up. Savada pasul Rabbi Yosi. Omer Rabasi, af ani loymed. I also learned like this. That what Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. If ever there's a machlokes in shas between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, halacha to Rabbi Yosi. Pasul Rabbi Yosi. The Yom Rabab Om Rabbi Yechinin. What's his raya? Because they said like this, that the Yom Rabbi Abba, Om Rabbi Yechinin, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. We have a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Or the Zoy, hashtab amokim Rabbi Yehuda, leitha maduch Rabbi Shimon. Doesn't stand up connected Rabbi Yehuda, but mokim Rabbi Yehuda, mi boy. Avad Rabbi Shimon can't stand up connected Rabbi Yosi. Madach Rabbi Yehuda doesn't stand up connected Rabbi Yosi. So Avad Rabbi Shimon doesn't stand up connected Rabbi Yosi. Therefore, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Halachas Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. My boy, Luhu. What about Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Mai? This is Machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, who should we pass him like? Tekel, it's not Mavuyu Kalor, doesn't say Kalor, who the Psaq should be. So usually the Klaw should be in the Yeraisi, you go to Chumrah, in the Rabbanan, you go to Kula. Omer Rav Meshashia, Lesnayil Lahani Kloli. He doesn't like these klolim that we'll learn till now. He doesn't like these klolim. Why not? What's his raya that he has a kasha in one of these klolim? Minole Rav Meshashia, how does he know, like, what's his kasha that he doesn't like these klolim we just learned? Ilayim Meho, if you want to tell me from this, it's not we learned. Rav Shimon Oimer, Lomer Hadova Doimer in our Mishnah. Rav Shimon said, what's the case, again, when you have three people that, let's say, were sleeping outside the city, according to the Chachomim, that they were sleeping Friday afternoon, and they woke up on Shabbos. So according to Chachamim, they're not Kohen Shvisa. Each one only has the right to walk Dal Damis. That's all. They can't walk out of the Dal Damis. And you have three people next to another. So Lachar is this person's two Amis is in this person's two Amis, and this one's two Amis is in his two Amis. So Lachar was, he is allowed to move with him. He could move with both of them, and this one also can move with the middle one. But the two outside ones, since they're more than eight Amis apart, they can't go to one or the other. That's the din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said it's a marshal where you have three chatzerim. Marshal said it's not Nib Shimon Oimer, Lomra Adaba Doimer, Legimu chatzeris, like you have three different chatzeris, Hapsuchai Zuluzum, each chatzer opens up one into the other, but also, Upsuchas Rishus Rabin. Each one also has its own exit and entrance from the Rishus Rabin. So each one could be a special Rishus by itself. So it depends. Irvu Shtayim, Hachit Soinis, Imhon Soyis, is the two outside chatzeris made a meruve chatzeris with the middle chatzer is a din. He muteris imohem. The middle chatzer is allowed to carry from itself to either one of the two chatzeris because it has meruve chatzeris for both of them. Fehein muteris imo, and the both outside ones are allowed to carry from the outside one into the middle one. Avoshtayim achitzayim asurim zumzu. But the two outside chatzeris they can't carry from one chatzar to the other chatzar, because they don't have any Ruvi chatzaris. They were marav together, the two outside chatzaris. That's the muscle of our Mishnah. When you have three people and the mamers like 8 amas apart, just the middle one is in between them, so the middle one could handle with both of them, and each one could handle with the middle one, but the two outside ones can't go to one the other. The Yom Rav Choma Bagur Yom Rav Halacha Krebi Shimon. He said, Yishno, in our Mishnah, we pass like Reb Shimon. Now, Oman Polagalei, who argues on Reb Shimon? Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda is the one that argues on Reb Shimon. So now this is the clash on your Klolim. I've Amarta, you just got finished saying before, that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Halachic, Rabbi Yehuda. When there's a Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, who do you pass like? We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. And here I say, not like you. In our Mishnah, since we pass like Rabbi Shimon, even though Rabbi Yehuda argues on him, so Ryan, not like you. Elalash, Mamina, Lesnayu, that your Klolim, you said, are not Emes. They're wrong. Fred Gemara, my Kushi, what's so schwer in his Klolim? Dilma, the Klolim is like this. Klal is always the pshat. If it doesn't say klal, who we paskin like, you have a klal. Halacha Reb Yehuda. You have a stam machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Min astam, we always paskin like Reb Yehuda. But enoch nami, there could be some case we paskin like Reb Shimon if it says beferish. That's the kasha. Well, my kushya, Zuma, Heichad, the Yitmitmer, where it says beferish halacha Reb Shimon, we could paskin like Reb Shimon. But my klal is Heichad the loyitmer, loyitmer. Where it doesn't say klal, we paskin like Reb Shimon. Then the klal is emes. You have a machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. We always paskin like Reb Yehuda. Only if a case that says beferish halacha Reb Shimon, about every single klal, there's a yitzim in a klal. Just there's a klal, that it could be a yitzim in a klal. How do we know it's a yitzim in a klal? It has to say beferish. If it says beferish halacha Reb Shimon, then it's good. But min hastam halacha Reb Yehuda. So this wouldn't be a kasha on the klal. So the Moriel Lemayhur, and my kasha is from a different case. Elamayhur, the Tanan, Ir Shel Yochid. Yeah, the city that like belongs to Yochid means you don't have 600,000 people living in the city. Kozman, you don't have 600,000 people, it's called an Ir Shel Yochid. These are complicated halachas we'll see later on in the Masechta, that Nun test is about. Ir Shel Yochid. V'nasi Shel Rabin. Then later on, more people came into the city, and now they have a population of 600,000. Is Alocha Marvin Eskula. Still, if they want to make an Eruv Chatzeris around the whole city, they're allowed to make an Erev around the whole city, and the whole city could walk here. And it's providing there's no Rishus Rabim inside the city, because Minatchila, this is the Halacha, that when you have a city that does not have 600,000 people there, then you are allowed to make an Erev all around the city, and you carry in the whole city. But let's say Minatchila, right away, you have a big city, 600,000 people living there, even though there's no Rishus Rabim, there's no main street that's 16 amos wide. All the streets are very narrow. There's no din Rishus Rabim in the city. Still, Midrabbonin, you're not allowed to make an Erev all around the city. You have to leave over a little part of the city. We'll soon see how much you have to leave over. You have to leave over some parts, but the Shtakach, Hilchas Rishus Rabim. Yeah, could be, right? Yeah. It means either there's a wall, or if there's no wall, they put it on the Terus HaPesach around. Either way. In other words, the Lachar is you're allowed to make an Erev all around the city. If it's not Shishim Rebuyim. If you have Shishim Rebuyim in the city, then you're not allowed to make an Erev around the whole city. You have to leave over part of the city that's not included in the Erev. So here the Lachar is, if Metchil, the city, didn't have 600,000, and then people came into it, you still have the first Kulam that you're allowed to make the whole city into an Erev. Is Marvin as Kulam? What about Sharabin? First, the city had 600,000 people living there. Vanasa Shayoch, and then some people went away. His Alocha ain't Marvin is Kula. It retains its first Chumrah that you can't make an Erev around the whole city. You have to leave over some part of the city when you make an Erev around. Elim came Oiso, Chutzalo, Kir Chadosh Shav Yehuda. You have to leave over some part of the city as big as a new city in Yehuda. How big is the first city in Yehuda? Sheyesh bo chamishim durin. You have to leave over a part of the city that has 50 people living there. You leave over one part of 50 people, the rest of the city you could include in your Erev. Give a Reb Yehuda. This is Reb Yehuda Shita. Reb Shimon says, Sholosh chatzeres. You don't have to leave over so much 50 people. You just have to leave